With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A potential new target for the U.S. and Israel, Iran has a new supreme leader replacing the previous one, assassinated by Israel.
The son who worked for decades in the shadow of his father has assumed his mantle in his conservative mold. Mujtaba Khamenei is also closely linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards, the powerful paramilitary force he joined straight out of high school before studying with senior clerics. Iran's clerics and commanders are now fighting an existential battle. And the real power calling the shots is the hardline Revolutionary Guards. The new Khamenei sends a message of defiance to President Trump, who called him unacceptable, and to Israel, who's vowed to kill him too.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. Crude oil prices have spiked briefly near $120 a barrel. The Democrats' refusal to fund the Department of Homeland Security is starting to take a toll at some airports with huge delays over the weekend.
And it wasn't necessarily because of the war in the Middle East. Two biggest problems, Houston and New Orleans, where travelers complained of long waits, in some cases lasting hours, at various security checkpoints. Officials blamed the long waits on the government shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. The estimated wait time at the standard security checkpoint at Hobby Airport in Houston early Sunday evening was just over 3 hours. And officials say part of the problem, college kids on spring break. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. military has killed six suspected narco-terrorists in a strike on an alleged drug boat in the eastern Pacific. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 542 points. This is SRN News. Americans don't think much of their fellow citizens.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey man has pleaded guilty to charges that he brought dozens of homemade explosive devices to Washington, D.C., a church that was getting ready for an annual mass celebrating the start of the Supreme Court's term. Lewis Gary was arrested last October outside St. Matthew's Cathedral, where police officers were clearing the area before the annual Red Mass. Some justices usually attend the celebration, but none went to last year's ceremony. This is SRN News. The voice will not be stilled. A federal judge rules against deep cuts made to a government-funded international broadcaster. An appeal has been promised. Correspondent Mike Hempen has details.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth says Carrie Lake, President Trump's choice to lead the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, did not have the authority under the law to take her actions. His ruling was the result of a lawsuit filed by three journalists laid off by Lake. Lake calls it a bogus ruling by an activist judge and says it will be appealed. The journalists say they feel vindicated. The decision's effect on VOA operations is not clear. Voice of America transmits news coverage to countries around the world. VOA has been operating with a skeleton staff in only a handful of languages. I'm Mike Hempen.
Find more details at srnnews.com.